Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Skype Privacy Settings. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate a feature of Skype that can be very useful, the privacy settings, and I want to talk a little bit about how they work. So in order to do that, I'm going to open Skype. Well, my Skype's open, but I'm going to go to my Skype window.
Skype trademark 5.
And here I am. Now, let's go into the privacy menu. How do we find that, one asks. Well, you go into the tools menu.
Menu, tools menu, extras unavailable.
And you want to find options.
Change language submenu, accessibility submenu, share Skype with a friend, Skype access, options.
Go in there, hit return.
Leave in menus, Skype trademark options, preview general 1 of 11.
And in the options dialog box, we discussed this in the last Skype tip I did. There is a column, a list of different things you can look through, and I want to find privacy.
Audio settings.
Down arrow.
Sounds. Video settings. Skype access. Privacy settings.
And then in order to modify the options, you want to hit the tab key.
Allow calls from ... people in my contact list only, radio button checked.
And this is a very key thing. You want to limit calls to people you know. Be sure that that checkbox is checked. The other option is, if you press up arrow, you'll see the other option.
Allow calls from ... anyone, radio button checked.
And the little radio button, little button moves. So it's going to check that one.
Allow calls from ... people
again.
In my contact list only, radio button checked.
There we go. And that's what you want to keep it at.
Automatically receive video and screen sharing from ... no one, radio button checked.
These all have buttons that are similar. So this choice has no one, which I have it on now.
Automatically receive video and screen sharing from ... anyone, radio button checked.
I don't think so.
Automatically receive video and screen sharing from ... people in my contact list only, radio button checked.
And I don't want
automatically
it,
receive
so
video and
I'm
screen
going
sharing
to
from
no
one. ... no one, radio button checked. Allow IMS from ... people in my contact list only, radio button checked.
And this refers to Skype's instant messenger capability, and
allow
you have
IMS
the same
from ... anyone, radio button checked. Allow IMS from ... people in my
calls.
Contact list only, radio button checked.
So that's correct.
Keep history for combo box forever.
And there are choices. You can keep your call history for
3 months, 1 month, 2 weeks, no history.
I'll put it back on forever.
3 months. Forever.
I don't much care.
Clear history button.
You can clear your history out.
Allow my online status to be shown on the web. Learn more. Checkbox not checked.
You can have your status on the web so that people who are looking around for different people or users can find you.
Learn more link. Accept Skype browser cookies. Learn more. Checkbox checked.
Skype will interact with your web browser in certain ways. It will save some of your preferences, and you can keep those cookies. You can tell your browser not to accept them. And of course, you can
clear Skype cookies button.
Clear them out.
Allow Skype to use non-personally identifiable information about me when serving third-party ads. Learn more. Checkbox checked.
And this is pretty much common nowadays when applications depend on advertising for some of their revenue. They have that enabled, and well, you know, that's fine. I don't know what information
learn more link.
Exactly they use, but you can learn more. And I'm getting to all this by the tab key, of course.
Reset the defaults button.
You can reset all these to defaults.
Save button.
Save.
Cancel. Preview privacy settings.
And then you're back around to the beginning.
Can't save button. Skype trademark.
And I saved it. Now, one thing to watch out for, one of the main reasons why you might want to set limit calls to your contact list only is so that you don't receive strange calls from people you don't know, like I said before, and also from sites trying to sell you malware. I got one of these this evening, and it's basically an automated message that says your computer might not be protected. Go to this website and type in this code, and of course it's going to put a whole bunch of malware on your system. But they want to try and scare you. So that prompted me to do this tip, because I did not know I had that setting set to receive calls from anyone. Okay, well, that's basically simple as that. It's basically that's part of the options dialog box, a very important part. And thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.